Okay, that's good. Zeg en dus zijn we maar ja, kom je zo pitten, zeg en dus dan je aan het zien, maar je zo Okay, the packet that begins Azor Eliyahu. That's which one number?
Packet
10?
ten.
Packet 10.
Yeah.
Still under Purim, right?
Yeah, there's still at the forums. Yeah.
Packet 10 is Od Binyan Shir Shel Yom, Bepurim v'Hamistayev.
Right. So turn to page 16. So I want you to see Shailus Utshuvas Chikrei Leiv. This is Rabbi Yosef Chazan. Who is Rabbi Yosef Chazan? No. It's very question of safe. It's a set of farm. We have no printing.
Oh, do you remember I said when you said we were going to learn this, I said that Rav Ovadia quotes him a lot?
Yes.
Let your eyes run down the page
Right.
on Shaar Blat. It says, B'Tosefet Kuntres Hearot L'Maran HaRishon L'Tzion Rabbeinu Rav Ovadia Yosef.
What page is this on?
This is page 16 is the Sharvla. And what Mordechai has here, Wikipedia. What is this?
This is just bio.
There's a lot of. Let's see if. So he says, "Rabbi Yisrael Yosef Chazan reading." What am I reading?
This bit. This is from. This is I guess it's bio from Siddiqui.
Born Ishmur, Turkey. In 1741, he died in Eretz Israel in 1820. Says Rabbi Yisrael Yosef Chazan was born in Izmir, Turkey. He died in Eretz Israel at around 80 years old. He descended from a long Gedolim of Izmir. Chazan family, one of the most prominent rabbinic families of the Ottoman Empire, along with the Algazi, Abulafia, and Danon families. It was interesting, was this Shabbos I spoke in Rabbi Algazi Shul in Forest Hills. So he says Rav Yosef was orphaned with the father Rabbi Yochanan. Yep. So he said was doing he moved to Eretz Yisrael, was accepted as the Rav of Hebron. Then he said this is Sefer Chikrei Leiv, after which he is commonly known, contains thousands of shaylos he received from far and wide, including questions from Eretz Yisrael. And he says, Rav Yontov Algazi highly praises him in Haskama. He says, Rav Yisrael Shklov, a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon who moved to Tzfas, also sent shaylos to Rav Yosef and regarded him highly. So he passed away on the 23rd of Cheshvan, 1820. And he's buried in Har HaZeis. And listen to this. Four sons, Gedolei Torah, two daughters left. His lone daughter was the mother of Rav Chaim Falaji.
Wow.
Wow, so it gives you a perspective. It says he was Nifter the same year as Avram Danzig, B'Chai Adam, and Rav Chaim Volozhin. So it just gives us a perspective of who he was, you know. It's not as commonly, especially if you're not in the Litvisha Yeshiva, you never hear it get it quoted anytime. It's good. It's a good sefer. It's very Svar Yashara, so I like it. Turkey. I told you my mother's family is from Turkey. I was discussing this with Rabbi Al-Ghazi the Shabbos. So let's read Simon Lamed Gimel together. He says, Ona Yitzchak HaMishchakmim Shenogu HaShmit Menu She'ono Omrim Kodim HaShir Shal Yom HaShir Shal Vimurim HaDufen B'chol Yom B'yom Echad Hayo Omrim B'chem Yom Sheni Al Zeh HaDerech. So they leave out. What do they leave out?
Shabbat Yom Kippur.
He doesn't. They don't say Shabbat Yom Kippur. V'chipasti me'ayin b'olahem zever izi shalomdu kei mimat shakosuv ha'kadesan sangdolo. We saw that in the day, you know, that was the Rambam Panu's quoting. Ha'mat shakosuv ha'tur v'omer shir. Ani manati. This is the Knesset Gedola. We saw that it's pointed out that it was the Rambam Panu was saying this. Ani manati b'mkomi m'shliach simo she'yomer ha'mishnah shemsov m'sechet tamid asher shalom yomer el yomer ha'mizmor bilvad. See, some would say the Mishnah in m'sechet tamid that we say on Shabbos. The Shabbos we read all of them. Asher shalom yomer rishon yomer m'sheini yomer m'shlishi. He says, no, don't say, just say the Mizmor.
Well, he's quoting the Knesset HaGdolah to say just the Mizmor.
He says, why is it? We says in other words, the Torah's minhag was that every day they said what we do on Shabbos. In other words, the Mishnah, you know, in Tamid, you know, the Mishnah Tamid is what we say on Shabbos. Right, by Kalkana, right? So the Torah, that was his girsa, that was his nusach, to say that every day, the Mishnah Tamid. Lo lo mashir shalom b'chol yom. Al zeh hayodir etam harav. So our minhag is to say the whole shirsh. We say the whole thing, the whole capital.
Only of that day, obviously.
So he says, he thinks that when the Knesset Gedolah says you only say the Mizmor Levad, it doesn't mean not to say Hayom Yom Rishon Shabbos Shabbos Yom Ha'omer. But it means don't say the Mishnah Tamid, where it has one excerpt from every day, you know, that we say on Shabbos. He said, "Mashkoshev Yomer Hamizmor Levad Lo Lamai Dvarim Elu," meaning not to be mamayit, not to say Hashir Shalvim Omer Veis Hamikdash, because what's the big deal? Ki Im Shalvo Yomer Kol Hamishnah B'chol Yom Aval Ro Anish Ein Kamanos. But he says that, so you could say that's pshat in the Knesset Gedolah, but he says that if you really look carefully, what's pshat in the Knesset Gedolah? But he says you shouldn't say so. He said you shouldn't say so. What shouldn't you say? So one possibility is you shouldn't say the Hayom Yom, just say the Mizmor. The other possibility is to say don't say like the Torah that he said the Mishnah of Tamid every day that we say on Shabbos, that we have an excerpt of every single day, one line. But he says if you look Rambam Panu, you'll see that the Knesset HaGdolah was just quoting the Rambam Panu. Right? And that's what we saw. The Rambam Panu said that Lashon that we have in the next packet. Ani bimkomi, manati, etc. I don't know. In Knesset HaGdolah, I don't think it has that the citation was from the Rambam Panu. But it was from. But if you look, you'll see it was from the Rambam Panu. Maybe somehow it got lost. That was the. I'm sure he would have wanted to write where the citation was from. Yeah.
When we learned the Rami Pano, the Knesset HaGdolah, you also taught us what Rav Sternbuch said, and it was you avoid the danger of something that is sheker because it said Hayom Yom
Right,
whatever
right.
Shavua Yalbi, and you
So
said
that's what he's going to say now. That's what he's
and
going to
you
say.
said at that point, unlike. You see, unlike the Chikre Leiv says, it's kegozer gzera bli time. You said that it's implicit in the language.
Right.
I don't remember if you said it on the Knesset HaGdolah or in the Ramami Panua, that Rav Sternbuch's reasoning is implicit in that language. So that would go against the Chikre Leiv's, your interpretation. Cuts against the Chikre Leiv's statement as that it's kegozer gzera bli tam, and it goes against his argument that it's they're just talking about the Mishnah.
So he says, and he says, the simple pshat in the Rambam Panu is not that he's coming lafuke to say the Mishnah of Talmud, which has all the shir, one line from every shir shel yom, but it means not to say the koteret of Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, just say the Mizmor. And that's some that Dr. Yoni Sarlin actually that he showed me that in Rav Kapach's Siddur, that's what he has. So I'm very excited about that because I believe that that's the Amita Shel Torah that they never this Hayom Yom. I think it was a later thing they said Talmud Shalom, whatever. It wasn't the original thing. And then it works out good when you say Purim. So what's going to be the koteret? The answer is there never is a koteret. So when the Gra says Sashachar, he's supposed to say on Purim. That's instead of the regular Shir Shal Yom for Sunday, whatever it is. What's the koteret? The answer is they didn't have a koteret. There was no koteret. The koteret was a later invention to have this koteret thing. And that's what the Rambam Panu says. He never liked that he was not into koteret. And therefore, it makes it good. What's going to be the koteret for Purim? The same thing for the rest of the year, namely nothing. You just say it. Say the Mizmor. And that's what Rav Kapach says. Rav Kapach doesn't have one koteret. He just says, B'sheni, he just writes, B'sheni, say this kapitel. B'shlishi, say this kapitel. And that's it.
What is so he actually he brings what you had actually anticipated about that it's the Mexica Shikra, right?
Yeah, that's what the Ramami panel. Yeah, that's the
What you said he implied, and he picks up on that, but then he says, Achshir shel Shivat Yemei HaShavua itniu b'mishnah desof tamid she'ein safek bahem ad Rabbi Yeshli adun midvarav. What does he mean? Yesh ladun midvarav deshapir dami lomar hatchala zu she'anumrim to say the
So
Mishnah and
clearly
not to say.
saying that
So,
the
is that to say the Mishnah but not to say Hayom Yom?
no, he's saying like this. That you shouldn't say the what he's saying, don't say something. What he's not saying, he says it means not to say the Mishnah, but you still do say the Hayom Yom. That's what he thought. But then he changed his mind.
Right.
Said no, because what did the Knesset Gedolos mean when he said don't say something? What was not to say? So one possibility is not to say the koteret, the other possibility is not to say the, because the Torah's way of saying was not to say Sir Shalyom. The Torah's thing is to just say the Mishnah and Talmud. The Mishnah and Talmud of Shady Yomim, Shlisha Yomim, you know, that whole thing. That was the Torah's that was the that's in the Torah. So the Shaila is, what does it mean not to say? Not to say that. But then he says, no, it can't be. Because if you look carefully, you'll see that the Ramami, the Knesset Gdola was just copying the Ramami Panu. And he looked carefully at the Ramami Panu. He's talking about the Koteret. And then he writes on page 18, Ain't Suffer, third line, Ain't Suffer, Shadishmat, Me'adfus, Ramami True. In other words, usually the Knesset Gdola is just citing different sources. And at the end of the source, at the end of the quote, he says where it's from. Here, it's it doesn't say where it's from. So it must be that the printer left it out for some reason. It was a mistake of the printer that he left it out. The printer left it out. But if you look at the Ramami Panu and you look at the quotation from the Knesset Gdola, you'll see it's the exact same quotation. And it's and then if you look at the Ramami Panu inside, you'll see that that's what he meant. Not to say the...
to say the Koteret.
To say the, yeah.
Okay, I'm with you on that.
Meaning not to say the Koteret.
Not to say the Koteret, got that. But what about the Mishnah?
The Mishnah, so that was, the tour had to be to say the Mishnah.
No, but I'm asking in the Chikrei Lev.
In the Chikrei Lev, so first he thought that maybe that's what it meant.
To not say that, right. He puts that aside.
Right, first he writes, Nira Shayam bin Hagam lo makid rea tor. Valze nira tam harav dimnom nisvile shayin kamar asa tor bid vav kiim shayomar shim eilu b'chol echad yomo. V'kein l'dvav lo bin Hagam shakvar nogim lo makid shir shal yom shalem ilu mosif. So then he puts that aside, right. And then he says, that could be the pshat, but if Avoroa Adisha ain't Kavanah as a Knesset Gdol came, so Dvar Heimamish Diver Heramami Mitshuva.
Right.
Mishabavur.
I'm struggling.
Mitshuva. Shabavur Dainu Shiyaskel Bemizmor Velo Yomer Haskala Zeh Anu Nogim Lo Marshir. So that's what it means, not to say Hashir Shal Yu Avim Omer. So why did he cite it? He says Ain't Suffik Shenishma Me'Adfus.
Right, I got all of that. I'm having trouble with the last paragraph, just reading it, particularly from Akshir Shel Shivat Yemei HaShavua.
Where, from where?
The line begins,
okay.
Kishikra. It's four lines from the bottom.
What page?
I'm on 18.
Yeah, so we're not up to there yet.
I think you just read that.
No, I didn't. I read the top. Now we're up to B.
Okay.
Okay. That the Ramah just meant that the, in other words, on a regular Monday, he thinks the Ramah would agree to say, over for Monday, Hayom Biyom Shadi B'Shabbos. What he's saying not to say is if on a day that we're going to not say the regular Monday one or the Tuesday one, we're going to say a Yontif Tikka one. So then he says he's not sure that you should say Hayom Biyom because, you know,
That's, I think, what Rav Schnirbuch was saying.
Right, because that might
he was
be
talking about the special one.
Because now we're not sure are these the accurate things of what they said. He says, like we saw the special one for Shmini Atzeres and other occasions that were not Mefarish and Shas, So then we're not totally sure if they're accurate. The regular Monday one, Tuesday one, there is no Mishnah of Sof Tamid. She's suffering by him. Adrabah, Yesh Lodon, Midvav, the Shapir, Dami, Lomar, Aschalav, Zul, Shano, Okr. So basically, he said this. First, he thought the Knesset Gedolah meant to eliminate the Minagator. Then he says he doesn't think that. Then he says just during the week. And then he says he doesn't think that's true either. Then now he's giving a third possibility. And the third possibility is that you should regular Monday, Tuesday say Hashir shall be more than Beis HaMikdash, but when it's a Yontif and you're going
to
say
not to say it,
and it's going to bump out the regular Monday one or Tuesday one, etc., don't say shall be more than Beis, because it's not before Shpashas what they said on those particular days.
And the whole Mishnah on a weekday.
And a weekday, you don't say the Mishnah.
You don't say the Mishnah.
It's probably because
the Tur said it. That was the Minhag HaTur.
It's probably because of Tircha D'Tzibura.
Yeah. That was the Minhag.
Same way in Chutz Laaretz. In Chutz Laaretz, you don't say it. You don't say Pita Matoris.
Yeah.
In Chutz Laaretz.
Let me find the Lashon. Maybe it's I don't know if I have a packet here. But I put in one of the packets. Maybe it's in my file.
He says on, if you look at the previous page, 17 in the middle of the left paragraph.
Yeah.
Lemin hagenu shekvar noagim lomar shlomar ashishel yom shalem. Okay, sorry.
So at the end, that's what he thinks the Rambam Mipanu meant, and the Knesset HaGedolah, who's just quoting the Mipanu, just says. So in other words, regular, you say Hayom Yom. But if it's going to be Purim, and then Rambam, you said that's the Minhag in Eretz Yisrael. Purim, you just say Purim, and you don't say the regular Shir Shul Yom. But you don't say Hayom Yom Purim, or is that nothing. You just say, let me say Hayom Yom HaShachar. And we follow, and there still they follow the Gra, they follow the Hagai Gra, even though it's against the Masechta Sofer. Masechta Sofer says you should say Shigayon the David. Right? Then he writes.
I assume there's nobody that says it because it didn't make its way into the Luach of Rav Tukachinsky. Now it could be that people don't, you know, aren't, maybe they have their own Minhagim, but. I, you know, he would have mentioned
the Gra took the Gra's Talmidim, you know, were the ones who had the influence in Eretz Yisrael. He says, "V'gamer isi b'seir hayom haram ben machir shakosav lomar kein lizifron churbet habayis." Right, so the seder hayom says, right, we saw that you should say that the reason why we say it is the Zichron, and we saw the Bostoner Rebbe's his Siddur, he has that Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, and then you say something about Zechel HaMikdash, right? That was the Boston you saw. We saw on Thursday, right? For the Boston Rebbe's thing. So the Marama, the Maram Ben Machir, says that's the Zifra Churban Habayis. And we said after Rodi Shemini Yisrael Torah Hi Shiyish Vaschal Zuk. So now he's going to say. I think he's the earliest person going to say this point. That what's fascinating to me is, you know, because I don't think that was really the intent, but it's interesting that already the Fikre Leiv is the, I think, the first one they say from Shlomo Zalman, that the Fikre Leiv was years before Shlomo Zalman, and he's the one who says that it's a key, the Hayom Yom is a key of the Ramban, He says, we said Acharoni and Hashem Minig Yisrael Torah he sheish v'ascholo zug kiyum asay shol Torah b'chol yom. Amonim lo amr mono hau tov mehem shehine amr b'chilta. The Pasuk Zohar Hashem is Habash l'kacho. Amr Rav Yitzchak shetei mona l'shem Shabbos. You should be mona l'shem Shabbos. And if you want, you see, but here on page 7 is the tour where he has his minhag. Omer hashish olivim v'yomer. So basically, the same thing we say at Shabbos. Hashish olivim v'yisavim v'yomer hishaniyon hashenim amrav v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v' Mikne Nusach. And that's the Mishnah Talmud here, page 11, is that's where it comes from, the Mishnah Talmud, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dal. But he says that if you look in the Ramban, on page 13, so he says on page 13, the Ramban al Torah. He says, so first he says, Akhavana on page 13, Zachor mitzvah says, Shadiskor Shayom Shabbos Kacha. We should remember Shabbos. But this part of the Ramban, like if Shlomo Zalman thinks is the Iker, is that the mitzvah of remembering Shabbos is on Shabbos, not the whole week. But on page 14, he goes to Mechilta Rashbi. Shama Hazaki on page 14, Viera, Omer Zchira Cholotovo, Shmir Mishotovo. Masa Mishama Hazaki, skip, now next paragraph. Derech HaPshat Omru, She Mitzah Shadiskur Tomin B'chol Yom Ezeh Shabbos. Shelo Nishkacheu, Lo Yischalif Munu B'shar Hayom. There's a mitzvah to think about Shabbos the whole week. I think my Talmud, Rabbi Judah Michelle, said that the Shlomo Kalbach, he used to say good Shabbos the whole week.
But you think this is ex post facto?
Yeah, so, yeah. I think he's even admitting that, the Chikrei Leiv. He says that now, by the way, you get a kiyum of this. He says the people that are not saying it, back to Chikrei Leiv on page 18. And they'll lose out on this beautiful mitzvah.
Just to understand your analysis of ex post facto, you say the Chikrei Leiv is saying that by acknowledging that it's Minag Yisrael, but there's an underlying validity to it, which shows that that wasn't the original.
Yeah, I don't think that was the original.
But is that your analysis, what I just said?
Right, exactly, yeah. So he's saying, but you know, this whole discussion, we should eliminate it, not eliminate it. Don't eliminate it, because l'chol apochos, you'll get a mitzvah min haTorah. But I want to show you.
Excuse me, but what you're saying is, though, the truth is, I thought about that one. Or on the special days, you mevatel a mitzvah sesei.
Well,
According to the Gra, on all the
According
special
to that, in other words, on Purim,
you're mevatel mitzvah
esei. Yeah. Oh, so I want to show you.
Sorry, before you leave the Hikrei Leib, could I just ask you something, please?
What's it? Wait,
it's 11.
You one second. And what's after that?
You don't have one after that.
And there wasn't another one after 1:07. Oh, yeah, the next one, yeah. Yeah, what were you going to say, Sheen?
I'm, you know, with these, the twists and turns in the Hikrei Leib, you said that he concludes you do not say the Mishnah in Tamid, right?
Well, but he thinks it's kedai to say...
No, I know that. But where's the final statement of we don't say the Mishnah? Just in the Hikrei Leib.
The Hikrei Leib?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Sorry to bother you, but it's...
Sort of yeah, clear. Yeah, yeah.
At the bottom of 17, I think.
Yeah, well, you might call a Mishnah.
Right.
But then he says...
But it's not clear that that's what he's... So that's the... He's
says,
saying that that's the Hikrei Leib's position also. Because he's quoting there.
But then he says... But he thinks... He says, we don't do that anyway. So he thinks the real pshat of the Knesset Gedolim... He's trying to figure out what the Knesset Gedolim mean.
Right.
The pshat is... He's saying not to say... So already it was given that they weren't saying that. They were just saying the
right.
So then he says, okay, so he didn't mean to really mean that. He meant don't say the Kotera. But then he says he doesn't think he means that either. Because if you look in the Ramami Panel itself, it's seemingly it's going with the Kotera. But then he says he only thinks it means it's going with the Kotera of the special day Kotera.
Right.
Day Yomim. And then there's no Kotera. So don't say any Kotera then. Because we're not 100% sure what they did in the Beis HaMikdash those days. But Reb Aaron is saying an excellent word. He's saying, if this is so interesting with what the Hikrei Leib is saying, then Purim will be Mivatel HaMitzvah. Purim Mivatel HaMitzvah.
Well, is it really a mitzvah? Because...
Yeah, it's a mitzvah. So what's the answer to that? One second. What's the answer? So the best answer is what Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said. Let me show you Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Yeah, this is Rav Shlomo Zalman. The Heilige Rav Shlomo Zalman. I spoke to Rav Shlomo Zalman about Cheerios, I told you.
Yes.
Cheerios. Welcome to page 19. On packet 11, page 19, packet 11. It says, "Ivra ayin sham sefer halicha shloima."
What page?
19, page packet 11, page 19. You see, Ramar?
Getting
it to the thing.
Yeah, I'm there.
Say Ivra?
Yeah.
I ain't sure I'm safe for a little shlomo. Because it's Iker Halacha Eda Karambat. And the Hamitzah he racked me Yom Shabbos Kufa. If that's true, that's probably true. That was a miyashe when the Gra or the people in Eretz Israel are not so, you know.
He davened in Beit Knesset HaGra.
Who?
In Shoretz.
Yeah, I davened with him. I used to daven with him, Shlomo Zalman. I used to daven with my father. We used to go every night to daven Maariv with Shlomo Zalman.
On the side room.
And that's why that's where we had the conversation about Cheerios. That was after Maariv. What night? Yeah, with Rav Rosenthal and with the Rav Shwadron. And Rav Shmuel Orbach's yeshiva was on the top floor. Mama's Torah.
No, it was across the street, I think.
When I was there, it was on the top.
The top floor is the big base medrash.
Yeah, but that he used Rav Shmuel Orbach.
He has there's a sign across the street.
So those were the figures that were around the shul, the Shar Chesed. So then it works out good.
Yeah, but you have to reject the Ramban then.
You have to reject that part of the Ramban. I mean, the Ramban starts off saying that it's referring to Shabbos itself. That's how he begins. But then he says, then he backtracks.
So you have to reject the Ramban.
Well, yeah. And he says your vort. Rav Aaron, page 19, he says your vort. The Sefer, he says, that's mamash you said. He says, the author of the Sefer, this Rav Mantel, he says, "Inei mashkosum sheikar halacha ina karaban tzarfiyim for mahbekar the dovers ainul halacha." In other words, one sheet in the Mechilta that says that word. You should think of Shabbos the whole week. So he says he doesn't think that's really. I am say for Mrs. Sadi going.
Maybe it's like an Eitz Tova, not a halacha.
Yeah, no, but if you say that that's the pshat.
Well, it's like an asmachta.
May I suggest something slightly different, please?
Please do.
According to the Imre Baruch, that this is a ex post facto, right?
Yeah.
And which we saw even probably in the Chikre Lev. So, with all due respect to Reb Aaron, I don't know if you can then say that the requirement or the practice to say Hayom Yom is a mitzvah. It's ex post facto. It's nice. It links in with the idea of the Ramban. We don't have to reject the Ramban. We don't have to reject anything. It links in. It's ex post facto. It's not a mitzvah to do it. It's an ex post facto. There's a minhag to do it. And Minag Shel Yisrael Torah, it's ex post facto. It's nice.
Right.
You don't say it, so you're not Mevatel a mitzvah to say.
Yeah.
Let's not jump from,
well,
from an ex post facto to saying that it's a mitzvah.
Well, you see, it wasn't Nikbah, like.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'd be interested to know, you know, what did the Ramban himself do? You know?
We're taking an idea in the Ramban, and then we suddenly we forge this mitzvah to say Hayom Yom.
I don't know what the Ramban. I'd like to know what the Ramban himself did. You know, did he have a sitter that he used? I mean, what he do practically? I don't know.
Well, also, you could say that according to the Ramban, you have to say Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. That's all. You can say it in the afternoon.
We don't do that. We never.
In other words, but you could. In other words, it could be. I don't know. I don't know anybody like this. But it could be that on special days when we don't say the Yom, Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, that after davening they say Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos.
Let me see what we'll think of the Ramban. Let me look at the Ramban again and make another comment within the Ramban. What says it? We can see the Russian of the Ramban. We can see. The Ramban would maybe say, who says you have to say it out?
This is a convenient way
And
to do
even
it,
if
but
you
it's
have
not
to say
convenient.
it, who says that the kiyum is in a yom yom?
Yeah, you can say it.
It's, that was an ex post facto. I think on a general level, we get ourselves sometimes twisted into knots. Not us in this shir, but in learning, sometimes there's a twisting into knots. You tie something together, which is nice, then it suddenly becomes a mitzvah. And then if you don't do it for some other reason, have you been mevatel a mitzvah? I say,
Right.
we tie ourselves into knots sometimes.
You see, the word is, if we assumed that the Ramban is the correct position, so then it would be awkward why Chazal never made a takana of to aid us to do this Ramban. In other words, so the figure lev is saying ex post facto, now that we have it, let's keep it. Don't be so flippant to get away with it, because it would be a good thing. And then he says, Levad Meher, on page 19, Levad Meher, he says, from a Ruchel Fishel parallel. He says, official parallel says, Ramban Echad Poskim. Oh, that's what we should read. He says, the Divrei Yoel on Or Chaim Siman Tes Vav has a tshuva, how come we're not makpid to fulfill the Ramban? So I don't know, I didn't see the tshuva. We have to see the tshuva. It's a Divrei Yoel, for sure, we have to see it.
What you try to do for the YU community by bringing in the Divrei Yoel and your Satmar Chevra is what Rav Ovadia did with the Chikrei Lev and the other Sfardi Poskim.
Yes. So I have to see what. Okay. Well, there's a couple of more things I wanted to do. Have a body on page 22.
Which packet are you in now, please?
This is packet 11. Or Yitzchak. Yitzchak Abadi, Yerushalayim, Lakewood. He says, your name is Moshe Omri Moshe Habsfardim Ashkenazim Tokpsuke the Zimra, right? Well, much should talk to you, Ashkenazim, so feel it's Musa of Haraleinu, of the Mizmo Shiri Yamashavas. The end is from the Satim of Korlose. My time in the Shirotsu, Lomar Old Kaddish Yosem, Minna Shanogim, Shimrak Rosso Rak Ovalechem. The Lesser Sholom Ben Avelim, you say, El Dog, Akash, Eitz, not Svardim, or Rogulos, Mizmo Shiri Yamashavas, right? They say the after Shachris. Hadoshim, Mikor, Bosh, or O, those Eitz, Ashkenazim, Michlid, Lomar, Min, Svardim. Ein Pots a Perl mit Zapse, wenn es als Freitag und Schreift haben, und auch jetzt Freitag noch im Schoen im Kammer wählen, wie auch das a Kaddish Yosem. The whole idea of getting in an extra Kaddish Yosem is only if you don't allow everyone to say Kaddish all the time. Each Kaddish has to be only one person, like they do in Breuers, like Shechter does. But if But for Svarim, he says Ashkenazim, someone might be only to have one person say Kaddish at a time. Svarim have the minhag that many people, even today, the Ashkenazim have that minhag also. But they say Hayom Yom Shabbos Kodesh. Literally, then Zuchah Sofah Muteris. The match of Yom Mos Achol Omer Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. The day the Kain Mitzvahs Zuchah Yom Shabbos. Kemo Shabbos Kemo Ramban. Hey, close the Baruch Chaim. Okay, Shabbos Asma in Zenogel Omer Hayom Yom Shabbos. So it's only in Tomer Gamzeh who became Zuchah and Zeh Inu. That way who? The Omer Behedim is Moshiach Yom HaShabbos. The Omer Bekiddush called Tfilas of Machzeh Yom HaShabbos, about Tzarech Yosef. So what do we gain? What do we gain? As he says, the original minhag to say Yom Yom is during the week. What's the Lashon of the Ramban?
The only thing we would gain is Zecher LeMikdash.
Right. Where's the Ramban? What page of the Ramban again? Our Chumash is what page?
It's in the other packet.
The other packet. Oh, yeah. He says.
I think it was 13 in the other packet.
Yeah, page 14, yeah. This is. This so, Lachor, he says you should remember Shabbos every day, but Lachor Shabbos also you should remember Shabbos. No? Or is he saying, no, Shabbos is... but what is the Ramban saying, Rabbi, on page
14? I think it means, I understand, it's a very good taina, because, as he says, we say it in Tefillah. We say it, we're saying Shabbos all the time. Say good Shabbos. Say Shabbat. Right. We're mentioning Shabbos.
So he's saying, in other words, he's understanding that that's the way they did it. Not ex post facto. He was saying, no, that's what we do it. And Mela, so on Shabbos, you don't have to do it because you're having it so many other times during the day that you're going to mention Shabbos. So, you know, so what was the point of saying? So the answer is this whole thing is like ex post facto or whatever, etc.
But the point is also it can't hurt.
It can't hurt.
It actually can hurt because we're constantly adding.
No, yeah. For that one line, I don't
one
know.
Line here, one line there. That's what Rabbi Simon said, I think, two shiurim ago.
Yeah, the Panamiris. He doesn't like adding kapitel tilims and things like that.
This is not a kapitel tilim. It's I don't know how many words.
Line. Yeah. But, So his thing was he didn't think it's necessary to say the Ayom Yom or Shabbos. Because he says, "Im kibbutz Shabbos atzma in zenogel." "Im kibbutz Shabbos atzma in zenogel om hayom yom Shabbos." "Im tov magam zevikay b'tzachar." So, ain't no the yom hayom mishmashel. Once you say mishmashel yom Shabbos, you mention the Shabbos. So, what do you have to say? Yom yom Shabbos.
But when you say it in Pesukei Dezimra, we say at least in our machzorim and our siddurim, we say mishmashel yom Shabbos on Yom Tov as well. That's not a kiyum in saying it for Shabbos.
Right, correct.
Looking at the Ramban, it seems to be he's talking about during the week.
Right, he's talking during the week. But then he says, Shadiska Tobid B'chol Yom. That's a shock.
Yeah, but...
What does B'chol Yom mean? B'chol Yom meaning because the Shabbos, of course, you're going to mention Shabbos. But I don't think he means that... Is he meant to say the Shabbos, you don't have the mitzvah of Yom HaShabbos on Chelcho? You only have it during the week?
You do, but you mekayim it other way.
Right. That's what Rabbi Bali would say. He's saying you mekayim it other way.
Look, if a person had a minhag, a personal minhag, that he got up every day and said, Ayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Ayom Sheni B'Shabbos. I think the Ramban would be happy with that.
The only question also is if you say something, in other words, the big question that is asked by Sfiras HaOmer, and people say, "Hani mukar muzo mukai mitzvah seisha Sfiras HaOmer shenemar," right? They say that paragraph. But according to most Rishonim, this is not my question, it's asked by others. According to most Rishonim, it's the Rabbanim b'zman hazeh. So here, now you're saying it's a
The
mitzvah
Rav
seisha.
doesn't say. The Rav didn't say it.
The Rebbe has a famous tshuva not to say
Right,
because
he's opposed to it.
but for a different reason, not
Right.
for this reason, but because he holds stubble lishma. So if you're saying it, you're going against the concept of stubble lishma.
I think he was also fed up with the kind of people who are adding it.
Yeah, with Hasidim.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so what can I tell you? But that was the question. So because the Ramban, and it's interesting because the Ramban sheet is there's an issur to make a new. See, it's only the could be, I don't know, maybe someone said this. The Ramban sheet is you make a new mitzvah is also Baal Tosef. But others hold that it's only if you moisiv on the mitzvah itself. Moshe. So if you say this Yom Shabbos and it's not a mitzvah, so you have to come out for a mitzvah. So what? It may be still another thing of
Make a
Eilat
t'nai. You make a t'nai
HaMitzvahs.
that if it's a mitzvah, you're making the mitzvah. If it's not, I'm just telling you what the day
Wait,
is.
could you just flesh out what you're saying now, please?
No, I'm just discussing. If you have Kavanah L'shem mitzvah, when you say Hey Yom Yom, and maybe the Iker Halacha, like Rav Shlomo Zalman said, is that it's not like the Ramban. The Iker Halacha is not the Ramban. It's Dafna on Shabbos, not during the week. There's no mitzvah during the week, only on Shabbos.
Are you back to making it a mitzvah?
Yeah. Okay. We'll stop now. But Ezra Shem will maybe finish on one or two things, and then we're going to start Chazara. I already gave out the Chazara packets.
It's on the thing.
It's on the thing. Should be on the thing already.
Wait, so is Monday now Chazora, or is
Okay,
it?
wait. So again, so tomorrow's Monday, we have a Shia Ezra Shem, it'll be 9:30. You'll be here. You'll turn off at 9:30. 9:30. Tomorrow. Tomorrow, Ezra Shem, and Wednesday, Ezra Shem.